Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
وَكُلُّهُمْ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ مُلْتَمِسُونَ.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program. It is our spiritual breakfast. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. The day today is the 29th and the 29th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447. Tonight you'll go out and you'll scan the skies for the new moon. And if you don't find it, then of course tomorrow, automatically tomorrow night will be the first of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1447. Our time is getting closer and closer to Umrah. Closer and closer to Ramadan. Many people go for Umrah in Ramadan anyways, but closer and closer to Hajj as well. And with regards to this year, we have our Haji Ahmed Juma. Let's welcome him first of Epic Travels. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. How are you this morning, Rana?
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. How is everything on your side?
Alhamdulillah, can't complain, enjoying the weather. It's biting cold, 1-2 days, then it's getting warm up. A little bit of a flu and a cold this way, but alhamdulillah, it's a blessing. And we're enjoying every single day so far, Shukra.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. You got back, when was this, on Saturday?
Saturday evening it was, to return back to Durban.
Okay, and perhaps let's start with this. You know, just a few weeks back, I asked one of these young students, he came back from Umrah. So he told me a few things. I said, what did you notice different? And he mentioned to me a few things. Before we get into the real topic, what would you say is different now for especially our elderly people that they need to be aware, alert of? We should always keep our eye open for them, because personally for myself, if you just tell me to, I'm using one app and I was so used to and comfortable using it, and all of a sudden they just decide to change the whole thing. Now it affects so much, because now you've got to get used to it, get into routine of how it works and functions. They say for the better, but yes, it's for the better, but at the end of the day, if you don't know how to use it properly, like how you used to use it, it can become a problem. So like this year for many of our, those who are senior in age, it can become taxing. I mean, for just to swap over to a new app and now get used to it, and you're not even, you don't, and they do this, I think, sometimes just intentionally, because for whatever reason it is. But maybe you can alert us on a few things of this nature.
Gee, Mulana, that's the unfortunate thing, that technology has advanced drastically. The tech savvy, people that are not tech savvy, it becomes daunting for them. But unfortunately, that's the way the world is going. We have to adjust. We feel sorry for the elderly, but there are obviously those that can assist them. And as we know, it's everybody, elderly nowadays are going ahead, and with their smartphones, they're getting used to it. They're adjusting accordingly. And most of their families as well are assisting them to go about in booking or whatever it may be. As much as everybody can say that it is daunting to the elderly, but the world going forward is technology. So we all have to embrace it. And with the challenges that comes with it, we'll have to look forward to it and go with it efficiently and learn and have others in the process as well. The sad part of everything is that although with technology, the essence of the true spirits of our pilgrimages, our ways of worship are now becoming more orientated towards technology in the sense of comforts and luxuries and holidays and stuff like that. But alhamdulillah, the elderly folk will adjust accordingly, inshallah. Everybody needs to be positive. The application itself, there is no application, as you know, Marana, for Hajj. It is an online platform which people need to log in and be on that button all the time. But in a household, everybody should be helping each other. youngsters. The youngsters are more grown up than the elderly folk. So, inshallah, everybody will be accordingly adjusting and going with the trend of what is going to become. It's going to get worse as we're going years ahead. It's going to get worse. So how we adjust is how we start from now.
Mm. Yes, and for that, the thought came to mind. That's where you fit in, our sons and daughters. That's where you're going to help your parents in these particular issues. I've seen now just on the groups that there is like these questions about where people, they do not get accepted when applying for on the app of Nusuk, and then it shows a sign of 500, and it says this. It seems this page could not be found. It says sorry, but something unexpected happened. Please try again later. Perhaps you can tell us more about this, so others can also be informed.
Well, that is a rejection. People have been rejected purely on the basis of one of two aspects. The passport picture that was uploaded was not, it did not meet the criteria and guidelines, or the photo of the person. The balance of it, the application form and the yes, no questions, that is what you're divulging. Those are the information that you are giving to them. And if you edit all of it correct, it's well and good. The passport picture is what people are not uploading correctly. There were many interviews that I attended to, and alhamdulillah, it has been noticed that after going online, that their passports were either cut off on the bottom two lines, where one portion of it was not very visible, clear. So these are the aspects that they have to go and take a new picture and upload it to the pixel during the photo. And alhamdulillah, once resubmitted, the person within the next 24 hours was verified. So it has to do with the passport and the photo, which people need to take a bit more carefulness and make sure that you upload the correct guideline pictures. That's about it. Nothing else could be the issue. It's only the passport and the photo that needs to be ascertained and done in place to get to a verification. The vetting process, as you know, is everybody's becoming getting either the auditing process has been completed. So the vetting process is something that when they're going to go check through Home Affairs and there's heavy immigrations around the world, they need to pick up certain aspects. And if your passport is not clear, every detail on the passport is vital. So it goes for something or the other. So make sure that your passports are clear, and try and take a picture or scan it and keep to the information section. Mainly the information section is what is needed. And upload it 800 by 400 pixels and your photo 200 by 200 and you wouldn't go wrong. Alhamdulillah, everybody that did that after rejections were approved and verified.
Okay, so it doesn't mean that once you get rejected, you can't apply or try again.
No, you can. You can. You can go through and you can edit. If the rejection has come through, you go through and you go back onto your homepage. There will be sections that tell you to edit, and you will be able to delete your existing passport. That passport that you have uploaded, you can delete it and re-upload it with the photo. Any other information as well, you can edit it. A lot of people, yes, if they are linked to their family members, their wife is linked to the husband and so forth, sometimes, not all the time, sometimes they may have to be delinked from the primary member and then go back onto their profile and do an edit. I just had a case just this early Tuesday. The baby had to be delinked from her husband. We edited her profile and uploaded her picture of her passport and a photo, and she's gone through under verification. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she has been verified from yesterday as well.
Mm. There's another one here that says auditing process is completed. What does this mean? Does this mean the person is accepted or?
Yes, it's possible that the auditing process, vetting, auditing, that they are going through all the details that you've entered, your passport. So when the auditing, they're going through the stringent measures that they have to go through from all different angles and what you've given them and your passport and your photo. Everything is in meet the criteria. So that's the auditing process. they have to scrutinize every detail. So they just tell you that we have done this, and the next step will get to be that, okay, you have been rejected or you have been verified. So some people are receiving emails to state they have been rejected. Some are receiving emails that have been verified, and others are going online and then picking up what is the outcome. And then about the notifications, which people need to bring down, and they will give them the notification of the status in rejection, why it was rejected, and the reason for the rejection, which they need to maintain to and redo the aspect. So the auditing process is the vetting. And to mention that it's been completed, they have been successful, or they have not been successful. It will give you some coding as well. And if you understand, if people do understand it, which not many people understand it, it's got to do majority of the time when the auditing complete takes certain aspects and you see a rejection, that means your passport has been defaulted or your photo. So alhamdulillah, everybody should be receiving the similar email and checking up regularly on the platform whether the statuses are in the, under verification or have been verified. But the likelihood of everybody maintaining to a standard of passport and photo in accordance to the guidelines will guarantee to be verified within this month of November. So inshallah, everybody just go back. And because as we know, Murana, last week, a lot of people's information, when they were logging in, all the information were at hand, just that they had to resubmit. So I suppose it's a matter of resubmitting information that you have captured and maybe editing and so forth. So it's a normal thing that has been going, the updates that have been coming through on the system itself, as Mr. Kedri going through a lot of updates to simplify the process, to simplify the system itself. So they want people to now make sure what they are inserting and uploading is 100%. So when they resubmit, it makes it easier for them to be verified rather than going back and forth. So each person should just take the time in the day and make sure that the profiles are 100% and mainly the passports and the photos, and they will be verified during this month of November, inshallah. If not, majority of the country will be verified, inshallah.
Inshallah. We have tried to contact Hafiz Umair, but I'm not sure what's, maybe perhaps he's, like you said, the different time zones, or, but he does know about this. Inshallah, we'll see. We'll just try again later in a few minutes' time. Anything else that we really need to know about what's happening with the whole Hajj and the future? Yeah. What can you take with us from your trip as well? Yeah. Maybe perhaps last week we didn't cover it.
Gee, Maulana, the entire trip itself, I mean, if anybody that attended the conference would know that the way the world is becoming Hajj is now going into a transformation. Prior to now Nusuk, it was Hajj Sahuk, Hajj Sahuk. Everybody was hoping that if you get creditors and so forth, and now it's Hajj Nusuk. So going forward, the technology that advancements have become, I mean, looking at it, how the camps are going to be, how easy life is going to be for each respective judge, the comforts, the luxuries, but still people are getting carried away with that and they're losing their focus and the essence and the true spirit of Hajj. And that's a sad part. These conferences that are going forward are not calling in for the Hajj itself, the pure reviving the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and so forth. It's only giving people that it's a walk in the park. You're going to be on a holiday. You're going to have everything, comfort zone made for you. So the look forward is only on that basis. And the people are straying away from the rightful aspect of the sacrifices and efforts put into Hajj itself. And like I've noticed, a lot of people is on all radio stations as well. Is that's the only focus is on innovations, the changes that are taking place. Yes, we embrace change. We are forced to. We all want some comfort. We all want a little bit of luxury. But that doesn't mean now is our look forward to that only and take away from the spirit of Hajj and what it entails. I mean, if you look at it, Maulana, a simple example, a person that's going through an examination, he's going to study hard enough to get an end result that is going to be pleasing, 100% result or 95%. The amount that he puts in, positively, that's what he's going to get out. and his avenues and way ahead will be opened up because of his achievements. And if he were to be told to worry about the comfort of an examination room, having the best of pens or having just a comfort chair and everything, so what his focus will be on? The comfortness of getting to that examination and forgetting about the examination itself. Same with the Hajj. What people are doing is they're no more concerned now about what is coming with the goodness and the luxuries and the comfort. And they're straying away, sadly, from the essence and the true spirit of Hajj. Whereas we should now start surviving and going to make sure that we get accustomed. If you're a first timer, get accustomed to what has been lacking in your approach. Going for Umrah, alhamdulillah, we all go for Umrah. But the Umrah part of it is just the beginning. The 5 days of Hajj, you need to know, get your guidance from your alim, get to know, read up, get your knowledge that this is it. That comforts that you are looking to and are going to be there, well and good. Use it to your advantage, but don't make it the means. And that's what has become, sadly, Mulana, that everybody is inclined and pushed towards the merrymaking of the comfort zones and the luxuries that are coming with. And as has been, I noticed on social media as well, they're mentioning that they're going to be, when it comes to the VIPs, they're going to be, you know, again, I believe the sons are the chef and so forth. So they're going to have much more to look forward to. So your comfort of your home is going to be with you. The food is going to be with you. Everything is going to be with you. So you're going to be like, okay, what am I going to do? Just to live with the ibadah and concentrate more on the luxury. That's the sad part, Mulana.
Yes, and I think that's what we South Africans are spoiled. And that's what we, especially amongst the youth, we always looking for what's going to suit our fancies and maybe get a little bit of work done. But yes, Hajj is all about sacrificing, and of course you've got to be prepared for it. And the best is, we've traveled a few places, alhamdulillah, with the tawfiq of Allah. But I've seen that when you have this mindset that everything has to go according to how you want it and you expect it to be when you're at home, already you lose out and you yourself get so frustrated. Take food, for example. Of course, you've got to be very, very wary of what you're eating, halal, all of this. Yeah, there's no saying, okay, we can just compromise here or not. That's the main aspect here, because you are what you eat at the end of the day. So once you now already looking towards all these KFCs and McDonald's and all of this here, already your spirituality is going to go on a decline. But I'm saying just generally, when I saw people who are fussy, Allah save us from becoming fussy, especially during journey, then what happens is you don't enjoy your journey yourself, and rather you become an obstacle to other people. And you become a nuisance, basically. But when you have this mindset that everything as it comes, we take it as we go, of course, preparations in terms of your, from now, these aspects we need to work on, such as anger, these aspects which we forget that later it can haunt us. And especially on a trip like Hajj, you don't want that to ruin all your good actions in that. So these are important aspects as well, I said.
Gee. Actually, to put into what you're saying, Murana, as we all know, I mean, the sacrifices that our people of the past have gone through, we are near even a stone's throw. I mean, going through those sacrifices. Now, our focus is, if you go look at it from Hajj in the last couple of years, when now this has gone way ahead of technology and so forth, so it's becoming more advanced. But just the last couple of years will say that what people's minds are inclined to, it's only just everything must be made easy for them. And the elderly are the ones, or the older folk, that know the true spirit of what is your ibadah and the goodness that comes out of it, the benefit after effects to the sacrifices you make the ignorance nowadays is, as we know, the youngsters are going into comfort zone. They want comfort. And the sunnah is away from their lives. As long as they fulfill the obligatory duties, the mandatory, the faraid, the sunnahs are just, okay, we'll do it or we won't do it. But they forget that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned as well, that follow me immaculately and you become the favorite of Allah. Allah will forgive you. So work going with Allah and His commands. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the sunnah is important. Going to the campsite and so forth. The technology has become such with people that, wow, we're going to be having this, we're going to be having this. The price is one thing. I mean, depending, even with the lower structured rates as well that's going to come, there is going to be some good comfort that comes with it. So, and more so, and also a lot of people, as you have noted in the last couple of years, is they are inclined to getting their memories sought out by videoing and interviewing. But whereas the time that you should be taking to your making your ibadat and supplicating to Allah, that have come to the plains of Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafah, rather than inclining yourself onto the wrong places, which Allah has despised. The Messiah has warned us against as well. But we are forgetting that these are the aspects that we should be staying away from. I mean, as you know, Arafah is Hajj. Hajj is Arafah. We should be making dua, constantly into dua. When we go out to the Jamarah, to stone the Jamarah, we need to be properly doing it with from our hearts. And we want to reach the objective that is gain Allah's pleasure, gain the mercy of Allah, and stay away from all these aspects that are going to just obstruct our mind. They're going to just take our mind away from the actual ibadah itself. As we know, 30 years go back, Mawlana Yusuf Patel, Allah in Jannah, inshallah, he has outlined and he has brought out so many things that are becoming today of our Hajj and where are the people are inclined towards. And that is the sad part. It's getting worse day by day. People now really need to go through with Hajj, that whatever the comforts that are there, we have to embrace it, because ultimately it's forced. It's forced onto us. That's the only way that we can go forward. But keep that spirit driven in our heart and mind. Our objective is going forward to please Allah, to please Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and live in accordance and gain to a Hajj Maqbool. And the benefits after you return, that will be your outcome of how you sacrifice and the effort you put into it, or you just were inclined to the luxuries and the holiday merrymaking. Those will bring you nothing but regrets, ultimately. So our minds just need to be shifted into the correct way and approach. Hajj and Umrah. Umrah too has become a holiday destination, so to speak. So we need to focus, as our pious predecessors have mentioned to us, this is the way, this is what we need to do, and keep the spirit growing inside us. And our journey ahead will be favored by Allah. And Allah's mercy will descend upon us. So what are we doing? We are now, the mercy of Allah, we are denying it, because why? We are going too much into luxury and comfort. Go into it, but don't make it the means. Focus on what has and is the main purpose of your journey. A journey complete is only when you do it for the purpose of pleasing Allah, going by the sunnah, and gaining the maximum. So inshallah, we need to focus properly on what is our way ahead. Nusuk is there. It's a new journey that we have come to. So we've embraced it, but let's use it to the betterment of a little bit of comfort, a little bit of luxury, but look to say, you know what, we are going to still keep that spirit of Hajj. We're going to go through the sacrifices, and we're going to, as you know, Mawlana, back in the days of Hajj, it was a chitai, what you call a Hajj mat. When you're sitting on the plains of Muzdalifah, you're putting your chitai down and in the open air. And in Mina, it was just up and down the building. It was not so up to date. Now, those were good old days. You were making sacrifices and you were enjoying the benefits after the sacrifices. And today, your benefits are more before the benefits of the sacrifices. So, inshallah, we hope that our people and our Ummah at large leave the world, South Africa, come in line Hajj, what we should be maintaining to Umrah, what we should be maintaining to, and use other avenues as a means just to keep us more focused on our endeavors and inshallah gain from Allah's pleasure and mercy, inshallah.
Jazakumullah khairan for that. And I think that's a good message to leave on, to say that, because if you just, as you've been saying now, that Jannah comes with difficulties. So if you choose comfort, luxury, your entire life, then when you're going to sacrifice, and then when you're going to get that actual Jannah which you're supposed to be sacrificing for? So 5 days, I think it's not, Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq and the ability to do things for His pleasure. So we'll end off on this here. Jazakumullah khairan. I see.
Two parting words. Alhamdulillah, yes, the goodness is coming out of technology, wherein the Saudis have now guidelines in getting to people that are already seeing to the attention of their health. So these things, aspects are now worthy to say, you know what, they have no more approach to seeing to that. But that's as good. But everything over and above that, inshallah, Jannah, like I said, comes with a price. So let's work to gain to our akhirah, inshallah. But Mulana, Allah knows best. Allah guide us, and we reform, and hidayat us from Allah, inshallah, we take from the treasures of Allah going forward, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakumullah khairan. We'll meet you next week. I see Hafiz Umair did messages, apologized to say that he couldn't make it. But inshallah, we'll see you next week. Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.